नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरिता अनिशा मायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। लेडीस, यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा धानासु वाय धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोरितानि समायया। यथा just as Dhanasu through seeds of paddy. By indeed dhana grains bhavanti are generated. Na not bhavanti are generated. Cha also. Evam in this way. Bhutani, the living entities. Bhuteshu, in other living entities. Choditani, impelled. Ishamayaya, by the potency or power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
When seeds are sown in the ground, they sometimes grow into plants and sometimes do not. Sometimes the ground is not fertile, and the sowing of seeds is unproductive. Similarly, sometimes a prospective father, being impelled by the potency of the Supreme Lord, can beget a child. But sometimes conception does not take place. Therefore, one should not lament over the artificial relationship of parenthood, which is ultimately controlled by the Supreme Lord. Purport. Maharaj Chitraketu was actually not destined to get a son. Therefore, although he married hundreds and thousands of wives, all of them proved barren, and he could not beget even one child. When Angira Rishi came to see the king requested the great sage to enable him to have at least one son. Because of the blessing of Angira Rishi, a child was sent by the grace of Maya, but the child was not to live for long. Therefore, in the beginning, Angira Rishi told the king that he would beget a child who would cause jubilation and lamentation. King Chitraketu was not destined to get a child by providence or the will of the Supreme. Just as sterile grain cannot produce more grain, a sterile person, by the will of the Supreme Lord, cannot beget a child. Sometimes a child is born even to an impotent father and sterile mother, and sometimes a potent father and fertile mother are childless. Indeed, sometimes a child is born despite contraceptive methods, and therefore the parents kill the child in the womb. In the present age, killing children in the womb has become a common practice. Why? When contraceptive methods are taken, why don't they act? Why is a child sometimes produced so that the father and mother have to kill it in the womb? We must conclude that our arrangement of so-called scientific knowledge cannot determine what will take place. What is enacted actually depends on the supreme will. It is by the supreme will that we are situated in certain conditions in terms of family, community, and personality. These are all arrangements of the Supreme Lord, according to our desires, under the spell of Maya, illusion. In devotional life, therefore, one should not desire anything, since everything depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma janavratam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One should act only to develop Krishna consciousness. For everything else, one should fully depend on the Supreme Person. We should not create plans that will ultimately make us frustrated. Om Agana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Tatam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kopatrubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare Ta dhana dhana suvai dhana pavanti na pavanti cha evam bhutani bhuteshu choritani sha mayaya. The example is very simple. You plant rice paddy, and sometimes you get a crop and sometimes you don't get a crop. Some of the plants grow and some of them don't grow. It's not within our power to determine the outcome. Chodita Isha Mayaya, everything is finally controlled by Krishna. Isha Vashamidam Sarvam. We're thinking that everything is within our power. And we're encouraged to think like that. You can do whatever you want. You can make yourself whatever you want to make yourself. You can do whatever you set your mind to. That's all up to us. Power of positive thinking. There's a book in America, maybe some of it's found here sometimes, called Think and Grow Rich. You see it here too? Think and Grow Rich. It's the idea is, you just set your mind to it, and the money will be there. As far as I know, the author became rich. So often we set our minds to something, and it fails. The Bhagavatam says, sometimes we have a very good captain and a very good ship, and it sinks. Sometimes we have a poor ship and a useless captain and everything goes fine. Sometimes we have a child has a very attentive parent and dies. And sometimes a child has no parents and he lives. Sometimes the patient has a very serious disease and no doctor, and he survives. Sometimes a very minor disease and a very good doctor, and he expires. Therefore, it's not simply up to us. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Actually, everything is controlled by the modes of material nature. There's a great machinery, just like the sun is moving in its own orbit. It's not that if we want the sun to come up a little earlier, we can just have positive thoughts and the sun will come up maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes earlier. Or that it will go down earlier or later if we wish. It's yasyagnaya brahmati sambhritakala chakro govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. The sun travels exactly in its orbit at exactly a fixed speed by the in obedience to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasyagnaya brahmati sambhritakala chakra. The whole universe is working that way. All the way from the planets down to the tiniest atoms, everything is controlled, ishava shamidam sarvam, by the Personality of Godhead. And we're also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We may be thinking, I'm independent, I can do as I like. Don't get old then. Remain a young person forever. Youth is nice. You look good, you feel good. So remain young forever. But you can't do that. Why not? Because the body is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so many things here, destiny is in control. Destiny is another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or of our past activities. What is that? Karmana divinatrena. Why is someone born into a rich family, someone into a poor family? Someone healthy, someone diseased. Someone clever, someone dull. It's by higher supervision. The scientists may say it's by your genes, but why is one person born with one set of genes, another person born with another set of genes? Why is one person born in America, another person in India, another person in China? These things are not by our choice. I think I'd like to take my next birth in. No. You have to accept the birth assigned to you in accordance with your previous activities. That's called destiny. You can't change it. And then according to the body that you received, you'll speak Hindi, or you'll speak Gujarati, or you'll speak Bengali, or you'll speak French, or you'll speak Chinese, or you'll speak another language, according to the place where you've taken your birth. And you'll be in a higher income range, or lower income range, or higher education, or lower education, according to the body. Some are born in such a way they can't learn. Learning disability is called. Or sometimes more than disability. It's just not possible to learn anything. And sometimes he'll be brilliant no matter what. Now these things are not up to us. They're determined. Money also. We're thinking, if I just work hard enough, I'll make good money. But it doesn't work that way. Sometimes we work very hard and we don't get anything. And sometimes the person who doesn't work for it gets so much money. Sometimes we make very good plans. We have a good business plan, good everything, and everything fails. And sometimes everything, despite our inattention, goes very well. Sometimes destiny spoils everything. I was telling someone, there's a company in America, they made a kind of mint. And the mint was for digestion and for freshness of the mouth. So they spent a lot of money on advertising. They became a very established brand. They had a big market share. Everything fine, promoting their reputation. Only one problem. The mint was called AIDS. It was called AIDS. And then when they decided to name that disease or suite of diseases AIDS, the brand was hopeless. There was no rescuing it. In spite of all their investment, in spite of all their good advice, all good market plans, everything, wiped out by a virus. By a virus. And in so many ways, so many things happen like that. Someone is destined to, thinks he's destined to win the championship, and he misses his plane. Or the plane is delayed. In so many ways. These things are under the control of destiny. They're not within our control. Material nature is working in a certain way, and according to the way nature works, this result will come or that result will come. Kartaham iti manyate. I'm thinking it's all up to me. But actually it's up to material nature's arrangement. And I'm only a small participant in the matter. So here, Prithu Maharaj was simply not destined to get a child. And therefore, no matter what he did, he couldn't get one. Married one wife, married another wife. Just like some people, they're not destined to be happy in marriage. I'm like that. If you look at my chart, no marital happiness. It's right there. No marital happiness. I could have married the most beautiful girl or the most sympathetic girl or the most this girl or the most that girl, and still I would have been miserable. Or I would have wanted to marry this girl, this girl, this girl, and it wouldn't have happened. And in one way or another, I would have been miserable. No marital happiness. It's simply there in the kundali, in the chart, and there's nothing that can be done except take sannyas. So, there's an expression in English, you can't fight City Hall. You can't fight City Hall. They're more powerful. You can fight with your friends, you can fight with some competitors, but you can't fight City Hall because that's where the power resides. So, finally, you can't fight against destiny because destiny is holding all the cards. You can't fight. And we're trying to change our destiny, but it's not possible. It's not possible by material endeavors. And there are so many examples. Therefore, one should simply accept Krishna's arrangement and make the best use of a bad bargain. This material body is already a bad bargain. The soul is eternal by nature. The soul is blissful by nature. The soul is by nature full of knowledge. But he's bound to a body which is temporary, which is a breeding ground of miseries, and which obstructs our knowledge. Therefore, rather than waste time trying to change what will happen to this body, the intelligent person should try to get free from this material existence and develop his Krishna consciousness. Brahmasokyam tunantam, Hare Krishna, by which he'll get unlimited happiness. The material circumstances are beyond hope. Even if I think, no, I can change my destiny. You may say that I won't have a happy marriage, I won't have children, I won't have this, I won't have that, but if I wear a sapphire on this finger, if I wear a diamond on that finger, if I do a yajna, if I do a this, if I do a that, then I can get a happy marriage or nice children or this or that, good money. Even if you think so, finally, Mrityu Sarvaharashtaham, Krishna comes and takes everything away as death. That destiny you can't change. Everyone has to die. And Tata Dehantara Prapti, after dying, we have to accept another body. And if you take the body of a tree or a dog, then what will you wear on your finger? Those who are trying to change their material circumstance are essentially wasting time. Wasting time. Trying to change from a third-class prison cell to a first-class prison cell, from this to that. But the Bhagavatam advises that we not waste our time with these activities, but we should use the human life for its real purpose. From one point of view, destiny is made in such a way that material life will be a failure, this way, that way, or the other way. Either it will be a success, and then you die, and it's a failure, or it will be a failure, and then you die, and it's a double failure, but it's set up in such a way that no one can be permanently happy in any situation, anywhere in the material world. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka, from Brahmaloka down to Patalaloka. It's hopeless. So why should one try to fix a hopeless situation? One should try to get out of this material world by reviving his eternal Krishna consciousness. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chant Hare Krishna, follow some simple regulative principles, and be happy in this life as far as possible. As soon as one comes to the spiritual platform, prasannatma, he becomes joyful. Brahmabhuta prasannatma, nashochati nakangshati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhatepa. When one comes to the spiritual platform, then he has nothing to lament over, nothing to hanker for, because he knows, I'm not this body. He becomes joyful by identifying himself as an eternal spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, for him, the material external circumstances don't matter. He'll be happy in any situation, because his happiness is derived from his eternal connection with Krishna. The devotees can be happy anywhere simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, what questions? Hare Krishna. 1 second. You are getting a microphone by the will of the Lord, by destiny.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
But now you have to make the best use of destiny by holding the microphone close to your mouth.
Right, right. Thank you for your very enlightening discourse. But as you said, Maharaj, this kundali or our destiny is somewhat pre-made. It is pre-made. And that we cannot possibly change it. Very few people amongst us are fortunate enough to be able to understand or know what our destiny is, because not everybody consults astrology.
Everybody can know your destiny.
No, I mean,
Jata sihi dhruvo mrityur.
Sorry?
Jata sihi dhruvo mrityur. For one who is born, death is certain. That's destiny. Everyone should know it.
As it says in the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, that when we serve the Supreme Lord, all the negativities in our destiny are eliminated and positivities are increased.
It's not that everything in your destiny is eliminated. When you serve Krishna, then your destiny disappears. Because you have this body. Nasta prayeshu. Srila Jiva Goswami, I think, comments that most of our reactions to past sinful deeds are erased. Not all. If all were erased, the body would disappear. Because the body is the result of our past sinful activities. You can say pious or sinful. Those are two varieties of sinful. So if all the reactions of our past deeds were to disappear, the body would immediately disappear. So we have this body, so some things are not going to change. You're not going to become a mother. Because you have a man's body. A woman is not going to become a father. A person who's born with an unhealthy constitution is not going to become, a powerhouse physically. So even you chant Hare Krishna, still, those things are fixed. Those things are fixed.
Can I ask a continuation that you said then there is a dehantara prapti, and that, of course, we can take any body. Is it possible even in devotional service that devotees can actually end up taking lower forms of life?
Two things you have to do. You have to keep the microphone close and speak loud enough.
Right, right. Is it possible also in the case of a devotee that devotee can also be transferred to a lower form of a
Bharat Maharaj? Bharat Maharaj became a deer. It can happen. Generally, it doesn't so happen. Svalpamap yasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. Generally, we expect that a devotee will get at least a human form of life, but one can't be reckless. I'm a devotee, I can do any nonsense, and I'll get a human life, and I'll continue. Bharat Maharaj is the example, because he allowed his mind to be distracted by attachment to a little deer. He became a deer in the next life. So it may happen. Of course, by Krishna's arrangement, when one becomes a devotee, his circumstance is improved as far as possible. Prabhupada gave the example, your head was to be cut off, but instead you just cut your finger. So the material reactions may be diminished, but still that I have this, I'm still in this material body. So the problem is still there. And devotional service, anyway, is not meant for improving my life materially. If I become a devotee, then I'll do well in school, and my job will improve, and I'll get more money. No. There are these bogus spiritual groups, and that's what they offer you. When you join us, your whole life gets better. Your job improves. Your marriage improves, that means your sex life improves. Your people around you all start to like you. You get promotions. Well, your whole material life, your whole life just gets better and better. That's cheating. That's cheating. Even if somehow you knew the secret how to make your life better and better, that just means getting deeper and deeper into illusion. Now I have a more beautiful wife, I have more money, I have a big education, I have aristocratic friends. I'm in more deep Maya than when I started. So I'm under illusion, thinking, now my life is nice. The person who's materially deprived is actually better off. His wife left him. First he lost his money, then his wife left him. Then he got fired from his job, then this. Then he becomes totally helpless and surrenders to Krishna. He's in a better position than the person who's puffed up by thinking that my life is really good. What good? You're in prison. No, I'm in the first class prison cell. You're in the third class prison cell, but I have a happy life. I'm in the A class cell block. This is Maya. So the actual Vedic teachers are not giving that kind of cheating. We'll make your material life better. We'll get you out of this material world. Your life may get better or not better materially. That's not the point. There may be good fortune materially, or there may be disaster. Dvaite bhadra bhadra gyan e manodharma. This is all the business of the mind, thinking this is good, this is bad. It's all bad. Prabhupada gave the example, dry stool and wet stool. Which is good? It's all stool. So one shouldn't waste time trying to change his material circumstance. One should try to get out of this material world. Something else? Mm-hmm. Here?
Swamiji, I would like to share a short story about related to destiny. So once there was this guy, and he sees in the news that there's going to be flood in his area. So his neighbors come and tell him that, we'll go to a safe house, there's going to be flood in this area. So he tells, no, God will save me. If God exists, God will save me. So destiny will save me. So then the flood happens, and then a lifeboat comes, a lifeguard comes. So the lifeguard says, come with us, there's a flood. So he says, no, no, God will save, if God exists, then God will save me. So then the lifeboat goes. Then a helicopter comes, and then he says, the helicopter people tell him, come, we'll rescue you. So he says, no, let me see my destiny, let God save me. So then he dies in the flood. So then he goes to heaven and he asks God, God, why didn't you save me? I'm such a big follower of you. I used to pray every day and all. So God tells him, "Arey fool, I only sent the helicopter, I only sent your neighbor to save you, and I only sent the lifeguard also. You didn't choose it." So what I would like to, the moral is that we should give 100% in the present moment and make the best of the present and not worry about the destiny, as we don't know what our immediate destiny is. We know that death is our final destiny. So we should take actions which will help us improve our consciousness.
Yes, very good. So Krishna, by his mercy, has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's given this Maha Mantra, so that immediately by chanting Hare Krishna, you can have a happy life, and at the end of life, go back to Godhead. So now he sent you this, best of all possible benedictions. Now, you want to take it or not? Will you take it or not? You'll take it. Very good. better than a boat, better than a helicopter, better than everything. This is a Mukta Sangha Param Braja. The person who's saved by the helicopter or the boat is still going to die. But Mamupechatukontiya punarjanmanavidyate. The person who surrenders to Krishna never comes back to this material world. And he's happy in this life also. So an intelligent person surrenders to Krishna, making the best use of the bad bargain. Uses this life for Krishna consciousness. Anything else? Yes?
Krishna. I've heard devotees say that if you don't advance so far...
You have to hold... The same law applies to you. You have to hold the microphone close and speak loud.
If you don't advance your spiritual life so much, I was just wondering if you can elaborate on this, that I've heard that you'll be born into a pious family in your next life, or...
Yes, that's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. The Arjuna asks, you're prescribing to me this system of yoga, but suppose I don't finish it? Suppose I become distracted and I don't complete the course, then I'm nowhere. I don't achieve spiritual success because I got distracted, and I don't achieve material success because I gave it up to take up spiritual life, so I'm nowhere. Krishna says, no. If you take up spiritual life, whatever progress you've made, Krishna consciousness, that's your permanent asset. So suppose in this life you make 50% progress, your next life you continue from 51, and so on. Until finally, after many, many births, you attain perfection. Samsiddho Kuru Nandana. Purvabhyasen attain Iva. Yes. Yatate chatato bhuya samsiddho Kuru Nandana. Prayatnad yatamanas tu yoga samshuddha kilbisha. Aneka janma sangsiddhas. Tato yati paramgatam. In this way, after many births, one finally attains perfection and goes back to Godhead. But Prabhupada's point was, why wait for many births? Finish your business in this life. That should be our goal. Is that all right? Anything else? Click.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you are telling everything is destined and everything we can get by destiny. Then what is the importance of endeavors?
Importance of technology? Endeavor. The endeavor is also there. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there are five things that bring about the accomplishment of an action. Adhisthanam tatha karta karanam cha pratak vidha vidhas cha pratak cheshta daiva chayavatra panchamam. The place, or this body, the person, the doer, vidha karanam cha pratak vidha, and the different senses you're supplied with. The vulture can go after a body 2 miles down because he has such sharp eyes. And a human being can hardly see to the other side of the temple room. So the senses that you have, that has an effect on the outcome. If you have a powerful body, you may win the heavyweight wrestling championship. If you're built like me, you're not going to win that. So the different senses you have. Karanam cha pratak vidha and dividha cha pratak cheshta, and the different kinds of endeavor that you put into it. Because without endeavor, nothing happens. The person in the mode of ignorance is the person who doesn't endeavor at all. And the person in the mode of passion thinks, just by my endeavor. And the person in the mode of goodness knows, I have to endeavor as a matter of duty. And the result is up to Krishna. Just like Jatayu, he saw that Ravan is abducting Sita, so he took it up the, it's my duty, he challenged Ravana, you can't do this. So, but he was old and Ravana was powerful, and Ravana cut off his wings. That means he failed. Ravana went off with Sita to Lanka. But Lord Ramchandra appreciated the sacrifice. And he performed the funeral ceremony for Jatayu. That means his life was glorious. If he succeeded, that would have been glorious. And when he failed, that also was glorious. It didn't depend on the outcome. It depended on his surrender to Krishna. So that is there. So, but without the, and so a person in the mode of goodness performs his duty, karya mityeva yat karma, because it's his duty, that's all. I have to do this because this is what I'm supposed to do according to Krishna's direction. Either the direction of Shastra, direction of the spiritual master. And daiva chaivatra panchamam. And the fifth factor in action is daiva. That's the one that's the most powerful. You may have the best place, the most perfect senses. You may endeavor very nicely. You may be a very good actor. But if daiva is against what you want to achieve, you'll not succeed. Or the opposite, you're in the worst place, your senses are feeble, you yourself are not exactly the right person, you hardly put in any endeavor into it, and you become a millionaire. So we have to work, karmanyevadikaraste, but don't be attached to the result, ma paleshu kadachana. Because the result is up to Krishna, not up to you. And the result, therefore, belongs to Krishna, not to you. Is that okay? Shall we stop here? One more. We should endeavor, but our full endeavor should be to satisfy Krishna, not to materially succeed and be happy.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said that means like conditioned soul is under the influence of three modes of nature. And we know by that means like usually three modes of nature, they usually distract us from being Krishna conscious, means like ignorance and past. So how initially a conditioned soul who is under the influence of three modes of nature uses his free will to choose Krishna consciousness?
What? How should?
Means.
Under the most, what was the last part, the question part?
Means like, initially, means a conditioned soul...
I got all that. What was the last part?
How he uses his free will to choose Krishna consciousness.
How does he use his previous... How does he use free will? He just uses it.
Because he is under the influence of most
but
of...
But that much, little tiny freedom you have, you can accept Krishna consciousness or reject. That much is up to you. It's not that you have no freedom, you just have less than you think you have.
Hare Krishna. If everything in fact is carried out by the modes of material nature, What role living entities have to play?
Small role. The body is controlled by material nature, but our tiny role is that we can use this body for Krishna consciousness, or we can try to use it for sense gratification. The human body is actually fit for spiritual realization. But by misusing our independence, we try to use it for permanent happiness, and therefore we're frustrated. So the body should be used. The human form of life is compared to a good boat, and there's favorable breezes in the form of Shastric instructions. The spiritual master is there as the captain. So we should get on the boat and head toward the destination. Not try to sail to a material version of Vaikuntha. It doesn't exist.
So we must think and grow rich in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
हरे कृष्ण महाराज जी, थोड़ा सा हिंदी में बोलोगे और इंग्लिश में ट्रांसलेशन करने बाद में आप सब ध्यान से सुनिए इसको। हरे कृष्ण, तीन भक्त थे, एक हिंदू का भक्त और एक क्रिश्चियन भक्त और एक आला का भक्त, बाद में एक मुस्लिम भक्त और एक हिंदू भक्त और एक क्रिश्चियन भक्त, तीन थे। और क्रिश्चियन भक्त बोला कि हमारा क्रिश्चियन बड़ा है, क्रिश्चियन हमारा जीसु बड़ा है, भगवान हमको ये मानते हैं, ये बड़ा है। आला भक्त बोला हमारा मोहम्मद आला भगवान बड़ा है, और हिंदू भक्त बोला हमारा कृष्णा बड़ा है, कृष्णा से जगत में कोई बड़ा नहीं है। ठीक है, एक दिन परीक्षा हुआ और परीक्षा में क्या है ना, ये परीक्षा कौन करेगा ना, जमराज के पास गए, जमराज इसे परीक्षा करेगा ना। ठीक है चलो, जमराज पास गए, जमराज वाला ठीक है चलो, एक पहाड़ ऊपर ले गए, तुम्हारा पहाड़ ऊपर चलो और पहाड़ ऊपर जो गिरेगा, जो भगवान आएगा बचेगा वही बढ़ाएगा। पहला अगर जिसु भक्त जम मारा, जो जम मारा तो ये जिसु, हे भगवान कहाँ है तुम मुझे बताओ, तुरंत आया भगवान जिसु ने इसको उठा के ले गया। फिर इसका बाद आ गया क्या ना आला का भक्त, जब आला का भक्त जम मारा ये बोला कि हे भगवान आला तुम कहाँ है मुझे बताओ, हे मोहम्मद तुम कहाँ है मुझे बताओ, वो साथ साथ आया उठा के ले गया। जब वो ये हिंदू भक्त जम मारा, इसीलिए हिंदू भक्त बताने के लिए पहला को बोला हे कृष्ण कहाँ है तुम बताओ, कृष्ण बोला, फिर साथ साथ बोल दिया हे नारायण कहाँ है तुम बताओ, फिर साथ साथ बोला हे जगन्नाथ कहाँ है तुम बताओ, फिर साथ बोला है ये हे दुर्गा माँ कहाँ है तुम बताओ, ऐसा कहे कहे के बोले बोले नीचे गिर गया, मर गया, लेकिन कोई नहीं आया। जब मर गया फिर बाद क्या था ना, जमराज बोला कौन बड़ा है, जिसु भक्त बोला कि देखो हमारा जिसु बड़ा है, और आला भक्त बोला कि हमारा आला बड़ा है, लेकिन तुम्हारा कृष्ण कहाँ है, कृष्ण को पूछा, चल ठीक है कृष्ण को बोला। जब कृष्ण को बोला है, कृष्ण बोला कि मैं आ रहे थे, इसी समय को नारायण को नाम ले लिया, मैं रुक गया, बोले ठीक नारायण बचेगा। जब नारायण नाम लिया, नारायण को पूछा तुम क्यों नहीं आया, हमें आ रहा था इसलिए, और ये जगन्नाथ का नाम ले लिया, मैं भी रुक गया। जो जगन्नाथ ने नाम लिया, फिर जगन्नाथ बोला मैं तो रुक गया, मैं आ रहा था, तुरंत आ रहा था, इसलिए मैं अधाई से था खत्म, मैं आ रहा था। फिर ले गया ना गणेश जी का नाम ले लिया, फिर मैं रुक गया, वैसे नीचे गिर गया मर गया, मैं क्या करूँगा। तो लेकिन किसको बुलाना चाहिए, हमारे पास ये निताई गुरु है, इधर राधा रसगरी है, इधर सीताराम लखन है, हमें किसको बुलाना चाहिए।
His question is, there's a story of three people. One is a Muslim, one is a Christian, one is a Hindu. And all three, they have faith on their God and their religion. So they decide to test it. So they go on a cliff and they decide to jump from a cliff. And whoever God saves them, they decide that those his God or his religion or his faith is best or the most highest. So when the Christian guy, he jumps, So he's God, Jesus Christ, or whoever, he comes and saves him from the cliff. And when the Muslim guy jumps, Allah comes and he saves him. And when the Hindu guy jumps, so while he's jumping in the air, he calls out, "Hey Krishna," and then he says, "Hey Narayan," "Hey Jagannath," and then "Hey Ganesh" or "Hey Durga." And by the time he's calling that, he falls down to the ground and he's dead. So after they are, you know, after they meet up in Yamlok or Swarg, wherever, so they ask the question that, "Hey, Christianity guy, you got saved. Muslim guy, you got saved, but Hindu, how did you die?" So Yamaraj answers this, like, they ask to Krishna, and then, so he's like, "When you jumped from the cliff, you called out, 'Hey Krishna,' first. So Lord says that, I was ready to come, but then after that you called, 'Hey Narayan.' So then Narayan says, 'Even I was ready to come, but after that you called, 'Hey Jagannath.' So Jagannath says, 'I was just coming, then you called out Ganesh or Durga.' And by the time you, the other, like Ganesh or Durga was supposed to come, he falls down to the ground and he dies. So Prabhu's question is, whom should we call out? There is Gornitai in the altar, there is Radharas Gari in the altar, there is Sitaram Lakshman in the altar.
As you like.
Siddhi Maharaj, ये हमारा इच्छा है.
Is this another story?
हाँ. छोटा करताल में.
Is this the story hour? Everyone has a story they heard somewhere and they want to tell the story. What is now what?
यदि हमारा इच्छा है, ठीक है. कोई भी छोटा करता ले कीर्तन करके भी बैठने चला
Translate line by line. I don't have time is limited.
क्या?
एक एक line अनुवाद कीजिए.
हाँ प्रश्न मेरा ऐसा है कोई छोटा करता ले बजाय के सुबह कीर्तन करके ये भी बैठने चला जाते कोई भी संध्या समय बड़ा ध्यान दे बजाय के ये भी बैठने जाते फिर भी मैं एक बोलना की चाहिए
All right.
हमारा इच्छा है क्या?
His question is, during Mangalarti time we can
you have to hold it close.
During Mangalarti time we can play small kartal, he'll also go to Vaikunth Lok. And during Sandhyarti, if he plays the big kartal, Janjo, what is it?
These are not serious questions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.